Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador won a sweeping victory in 2018 on a pledge to rid Mexico of his predecessor's corruption. He says the people should decide whether to go after ex-presidents, and he's holding a referendum just for that purpose. But as James Frederick reports from Mexico City, it's not clear what Mexicans are actually voting on today.
It's an historic day for Mexico's still young democracy, the first ever national referendum. Here's President López Obrador in June.
En la democracia, el pueblo manda.
He says, in a democracy, the people decide, the people give, the people take. That's what this referendum is for. A billboard just outside my house promoting the referendum shows mugshot-style photos of ex-presidents and says, vote yes for justice. But that's not what this is really about, says Javier Martín Reyes, a professor of constitutional law at CIDE, a university and think tank.
Ahora la consulta popular. Ya no tiene que ver nada más con los expresidentes.
He says the text of the referendum now has nothing to do with ex-presidents. The Supreme Court made that very clear. Before a referendum goes to a vote, the Supreme Court must make sure it's legal and constitutional. Specifically targeting the former presidents was a no-go. So Reyes says the Supreme Court did something unexpected.
No solo analizó si la materia y la pregunta eran constitucionales o legales.
It didn't just change the text of the referendum. It changed the meaning of it. Now, this is what Mexicans are saying on their ballots, translated into English.
Are you or are you not in favor of the pertinent actions being taken in accordance to the constitutional and legal framework to undertake a process of shedding light on the political decisions made in past years by political actors aimed at guaranteeing justice and the rights of potential victims?
So what does that mean exactly? I went out in Mexico City and asked potential voters to read the question out and explain what they thought it meant.
Okay, ¿estás de acuerdo o no?
This is 29-year-old Kevin Sanchez. He hadn't heard of the referendum, or consulta popular in Spanish, and reading the question didn't help his understanding.
Pues no me queda claro porque no sé mucho al respecto.
He says it's not really clear to him and he'd need more information. He says he probably won't vote. 32-year-old Alejandra Cerejido told me she's strongly in favor of prosecuting ex-presidents. As to what that question means,
que todas las decisiones políticas que tomaron antes los gobernantes,
she thinks it's asking whether the government should audit all decisions of previous governments and declare whether they were good or bad for the country. 70-year-old Martín González really struggled to understand the referendum.
Que si es legal. La consulta, que si,
he says, it's asking if the referendum is legal, if I agree with our Mexican laws, and I think yes. Here's Professor Javier Reyes again. He says, it's a tragedy that the first referendum in Mexico will end up with the people not actually deciding anything. Such a vague, broad question means President López Obrador can do whatever he wants, or simply do nothing. But all this may be irrelevant. For the referendum to count, 40% of registered voters need to submit a ballot. During last month's midterms, 52% of voters turned out. But with limited funding for elections, less than a third of polling places are open for the referendum. For NPR News, I'm James Frederick in Mexico City.